Chapter 34. At that precise moment, Hon Rosie had never been more serious in her life. She stood in a small wooded area, just out of sight of the Sea Rat camp. With her were Clary, Time, Roof Brush, Oak Tom, and the pretty squirrel Tree Rose. The hares were armed to the teeth, lances, bows, arrows, and a dagger apiece. Clary was talking to the squirrels.
Now you know the drill, chaps. As soon as I shout out you, then you come running. Get the slaves away pretty darn quick and head north. Take a loop south and straight back to the abbey. I've left that big otter chappy Flag a note. He'll know what to do. Don't forget now. Whatever happens, keep the bally slaves going full speed and get them back to Redwall post-haste, what?
Roof Brush clapped Clary on the back.
Got it. Keep the slaves going till we're safe back home. Right. But what about you three?
Time tested his bowstring.
Don't worry about us, Lady Buck. We'll be right as rain, won't we, Rosie?
What? Rather. Get the little thingamies back to the Watsit and leave the rest to us. Tickety-boo and all that.
Clary glanced at the noon sky.
Time to go, troops.
Roof, Tom and Three Rose shook paws with the three hares. Clary sent them off.
Get round the back of the camp and wait for my signal.
Righto. Goodbye and good luck, Time.
Toodle-pip, old scout. Chin up.
Three Rose waved.
Goodbye, Rosie. See you back at the abbey.
Rosie nodded.
Course you will, pretty one. On your way now.
When the squirrels had gone, Colonel Clary inspected his patrol.
Very smart. Tough marks. Good turnout.
What?
Time brushed his moustache one last time.
No excuse for sloppiness, my old pa always said.
They knocked shafts onto their bowstrings and strode off toward the Sea Rat camp, talking softly to each other.
Make me proud of you now, troops.
Goes without saying, Clary. We'll give Rawn Blade something to talk about while we're at it, what?
I say, Clary, is it all right if I laugh and hoot a bit once the show gets underway?
Permission granted, Rosie Elgell. You chuckle as much as you like.
The Sea Rats were milling about the fires, shoving and pushing as they tried to get cooking space. There had been no fish or meat taken as a result of Oak Tom's activities in the area. However, they had found a good supply of wild pears and apples and plentiful dandelion roots. Now they cooked the fruits, telling each other that there would be good hunting tomorrow when the birds and fish returned. The ore slaves sat miserably in their long wooden cage. It was exceptionally strong, being made from thick green branches lashed together with rope. The young creatures gazed longingly out at their captors, knowing the only food they would receive was the waste and scraps after the rats had glutted themselves. Packatug pushed his face against the wooden bars. He had grown thin and gaunt in captivity. Suffering the kicks and curses of sea rats, he bitterly regretted tracking the Dark Queen in quest of plunder. Now he sat staring through his prison at the woodlands beyond, thinking of a secret den far away. The cool green light from the shading trees, the mossy rocks and trickling stream. Quite suddenly, Packatug saw the three hares of the long patrol. They were striding grim-faced through the Sea Rat camp, making for the captives in the cage, fully armed with lance and dagger, each with a shaft drawn tautly on a longbow. The squirrel watched them silently, his eyes wide with disbelief. The hares ignored the noisy crew of sea rats as they marched purposefully forward. The rat called Fleawert was first to see them as he turned from the fire.
Where did you go?
Wordlessly, Time turned and slew him, the heavy oak arrow knocking the startled sea rat back fully 3 paces. Pandemonium broke out. Before the rats could grasp what was going on, another 2 fell, pierced by shafts from Clary and Rosie. As swiftly as they loosed the arrows, the long patrol had fresh ones stretched upon their bowstrings.
Get them!
Greypatch bellowed, drawing his sword.
Don't just stand there! Kill him!
Shaking the numbness of surprise from him, one called Shawclaw plucked his spear from the ground and raised it. He was so close that Clary's arrow passed through him and wounded another standing behind. Rosie dodged the spear as the trio quickened their pace. She sent her arrow zinging into the snarling face of Kaibo, cutting off the scream that issued from his mouth. Now the hares sent out the blood-chilling war cry of Salamandastron. It rang out above the clamour.
Eureka!
They arrived at the cage, still sending arrows from the formidable longbows thudding into the horde of advancing foe rats.